back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to get to the second part of the question by the caller. It's on Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson has betrayed the United States. He's betrayed his state. Remember, my name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. As I walk down the street, all the people I meet say, "Hey, what's your name?" My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. This guy has been a tool of Trump for 4 years. He's contributed to the Mississippiization of our government, of our state. He's got to get out of there. He's up again in 2022. He's got to get out. And what he has done, he said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. Hey, Jack, when you were chair of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate, they reported to you. You don't trust the guys that report to you, huh? Trust Trump, do you? Trump trusts Putin. Trump's being blackmailed by Putin on the pervert video, steal video, being blackmailed on the $400 million he owes to shadowy figures, blackmailed by Putin, and you're standing with Trump. Well, now Ron Johnson is trying to sing a different tune. It's very sad, too. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel came out with an editorial, and it's very detailed about everything he did and said he should resign. I do not recall the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel saying that any incumbent statewide office holder of either party for the last 50, 60 years, they're saying that. And they said about him. So he writes a response, and it was a big mistake that he did it. Thought he was being sly. And he said, "Well, by opposing certification, I wasn't attacking our democracy. I was trying to give voice to all the people who think that there was fraud. I know there wasn't fraud. I mean, I'm sticking up for our democracy. That just would have let it open for 10 days. And by the way, Ron, noon on the 20th on Wednesday, Trump was no longer president. You're going to leave it open for 10 days with no successor. Is that right? And you knew there was no fraud, eh? Now you're saying that. You didn't say that before. Now you're saying that. And you're just letting people have voice, are you? And these are the people that had suspicions in the first place because of what you and Ted Cruz and Hawley said. Really? That's what this is all about? This guy has betrayed our democracy. It's as simple as that. I'm not the only one saying this. It's not simply Devil Radio saying this. Everything that can be done to beat him in 2022 has to be done. We're going to the lines. The lines are open. David Madison, my friend, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello. I happen to be woke up early by a fire alarm in my apartment. But anyway, so I tuned in your show, which I have started to do regularly. I truly appreciate all your rants. I said the dumb and crude, you know, rant's supposed to be a bad word maybe, but I do it all the time. Fortunately, most people don't have to hear it. But as far as you guys ranting, and I mean, as far as Ron Johnson and who's that other joker, Voss, that are supposed to be, how in the world could anybody with half a brain in Wisconsin vote those guys in? My God, man. And they're just like, I've heard all this bashing of the Republican Party, especially from Mr. Hartman. And, you know, he claims that it goes back to Reaganomics when he started his fund. And it just built up over time, I guess. And I don't know. I just wish these guys, I just wish Americans would wake up. I mean, could it really be true that half of the people in this country think that a man like Trump was really a leader? And would they vote for people like, this is my state of Wisconsin. And, you know, I used to be proud of it. I'd like to be so again. I'd like to be proud of my country and feel like a patriot. And I just don't. So, you know, like the others, I have hope for the new, you know, the guy came out swinging, our new guy president. And he's done a whole bunch of good things. And you and I know it. He's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. So I don't know.
Thoughts? Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, Dave, you're making some good points. And with respect to Ron Johnson, I think we've drain that well today. I mean, this guy is not representing Wisconsin. He's not representing the United States. He's scared for his life. I think he's going to run again and violate his oath. He gave an oath. He swore that he would only run for two terms. And some people voted him for that reason. Now he's going to sneak in and run again. And he's sniffing around, always sniffing all over the state, trying to get his name around, suck up to the Trump types, the QAnon right, some of the others. So you got to be careful. With respect to Voss, let me throw out something that many of you may not have followed. But several years ago, Voss tried to restrict access to his and not permit people follow him on Twitter, including One Wisconsin, which was a left group that wanted to follow him and then respond to his tweets. And a federal court in Madison, Judge Bill Connolly, federal court in Madison, ruled that that was wrong, that because he's a public figure, he can't be shooting his mouth off on politics and then not letting people in the Democratic Party follow him and respond. And he awarded more than $200,000, the judge did, that Voss had to pay for the attorney's fees of the people at One Wisconsin Now who brought the suit. And then, of course, Voss himself spent hundreds of thousands on his. The whole thing cost, you know, well into the many hundreds of thousands for taxpayers. Voss didn't pay for it on his own. And we all said, you should pay for it on your own. No, he's the speaker. He's gerrymandered. He wouldn't be speaker if there were a fair districts. So that cost us that money. Well, what's happened recently? About a week ago, he sent out tweets blasting Tony Evers. Okay, but he had it set up so that the only people who could respond are people whom he followed. And he only follows people in the Republican Party and right-wing people. And so that cut out Democrats. It cut out any of his critics. Now, he's disobeyed the holding in that previous order. They said, you're a public guy. You cannot simply have a Twitter account and tweet whatever you want, attacking people and not letting the average person, including your critics, respond. So I am hoping that there is litigation taking that thing up. The problem is, the sad thing is, it'll cost several hundred thousand dollars to do that. The court will award it, but Voss just has it come out of his unlimited checking account, courtesy of the taxpayers. And then his defense will cost a couple hundred. Let's say the whole thing is 500 grand. All right, raise your hand. I can't see your hands. Raise your hand. How many people there are paying 500,000 in state income taxes your whole life? Okay, very few, very few. And every cent of state taxes that you have paid in your entire life just go down the drain every time the guy does this. Every time the guy does this. There should be legislation that says, if you violate the law like that, it comes out of your own pocket. And I'm not talking about run-of-the-mill things where somebody sues and says that, a statute is unconstitutional or something like that. I'm saying when you act like something in a jihadist or commie society where you silence your critics and attorney's fees are awarded by a federal court or a state court, you don't get to have that paid out of taxpayer money. And you don't get to have your own attorney's fees paid out of taxpayer money. And if they put something like that in, I'll tell you what's going to happen is these yahoos over there are going to be a lot more reluctant to shoot their mouths off and cut people out who don't agree with them. You know, there's in the Milwaukee area, very conservative state senator at one time, a Democratic constituents called her up and she said, I don't have to talk to you. I don't need you to win, and hung up the phone. That's the way these guys operate. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.